I can tell you that the trains are longer, they're heavier, and they're more frequent. And there are parts of the rail line in Wisconsin that have been virtually dead for decades. Up around Camp Douglas, hadn't seen a train for over 40 years. And Union Pacific went and spent about, I think it was like $18 million to rehab that. When you see a lot of trains moving, it can be frustrating if you're the one who's stuck on the other side of the gate. But it's a good harbinger that the economy is getting better. I was in Waiwega the other day, and I got stuck by a northbound Canadian National train, and it was just car after car after car after car of lumber. That's something you just wouldn't have seen 2 years ago because nobody was building anything. So to see all that lumber moving, that's a good canary in the coal mine that people are building stuff again. Every day you can see automobiles coming west through the state from out east. That's a great sign that people are buying cars again, and certainly all the sand and the oil add to the mix as well.
Special sand for hydraulic fracturing is mined in western Wisconsin. That's getting shipped to natural gas fields in Texas and North Dakota. Petroleum from fields in North Dakota moves through Wisconsin to refineries near Chicago and elsewhere. There are seven major freight railroads in the U.S. How many do we see here?
Here in Milwaukee, we have two Union Pacific lines that connect Milwaukee to Chicago, a Canadian Pacific main line that connects Milwaukee and Chicago. That also carries the Amtrak. Burlington Northern, Santa Fe kind of hugs the west side of the state. Every once in a while, you'll see one of their engines here in Milwaukee, but not very often. But yeah, we move an awful lot of stuff. You know, we've got the Port of Milwaukee that brings in goods. We have three big power plants in southeast Wisconsin that rely on coal. So you'll see an awful lot of coal trains moving through this area. During harvest time, you'll see a lot of grain.
CP Rail carries freight on tracks that run right through town. A company spokesman told me some time ago that their line may carry 1,600 cars in a 24-hour period. You mentioned an increase in coal, grain, and oil trains. Statewide, is the rail system reaching a max load situation?
Well, part of it isn't so much the physical capacity, it's crew capacity. The way the federal law works is if you're a conductor on a train, after 12 hours, you have to stop that train, and you then have to have 18 hours of mandatory rest period. And then they have to bring another crew in. It's kind of like a kink in the hose then, because then you get this train stopped, and then you got the train behind it, and they're just sitting there because there's just a shortage of crew. You know, somebody asked me, well, why don't they hire more? Well, they are. They're hiring like crazy. But it's 8 months of training just to be a conductor, and I don't remember how many more to become an engineer after that. They are scrambling, and I think that's industry-wide, to get people in those cabs.